Hachette Audio presents Why Sinatra Matters, written by Pete Hamill, read by Joe Knezovich. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of bonus material.
This book is for Esther Newberg. She can make the rain go. Overture. When Frank Sinatra died on the evening of May 14th, 1998, the news made the front pages of newspapers all over the world. Many ran extra editions and followed with special supplements. There was little sense of shock. He had been a long time dying. He had also been a long time living. And so the obituaries were full of his life and times. It was mandatory to chronicle his wins and losses, his four marriages, his battles, verbal and physical, with reporters and photographers. His romances required many inches of type. There were accounts of his fierce temper, his brutalities, his drunken cruelties. Some described him as a thug or a monster, whose behavior was redeemed only by his talent. We read brief charts of his political odyssey from left to right. The shadow cast upon him by the mob was also an inevitable part of the stories. And there were tales of his personal generosity to friends and strangers and the millions of dollars he had raised for charities. He was clearly a complicated man. Being an 18-carat manic depressive, he was quoted in many of the obituaries, and having lived a life of violent emotional contradictions, I have perhaps an over-acute capacity for sadness and elation. But much of the language of farewell had a stale, even hollow quality, probably because most of the obituaries had been ready for too many months. Sinatra had been a virtual recluse since 1994.